What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. I'm going to be joined by Wes Goldberg in just a minute. The Dubs get win number 3 on the year. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies in dominant fashion. Everyone contributed. The Warriors also avoided another potential injury and get ready to take on the Mavs in the second night of a back-to-back. We're going to get to all of that in just a minute here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's good? Dubs get win number 3. All jokes aside, great game. They all played hard. They all brought something. I mean, some of the best games for a handful of Warriors in this one, which all contributed to a nice win against a team that is young and is hit or miss night to night. But still, Grizzlies are a talented team, and it was good to see the Warriors get the W. Wes Goldberg, obviously beat writer for the Mercury News, is good, was there, will be there tomorrow or today with the Mavs. Going to be there every night, but his travel is hectic all the time, especially on a night with a back-to-back. But my guy's so dedicated, didn't want to leave you guys without anything. So he recorded a little something with Connor Letourneau, another beat writer, and sent it my way. So I'm going to throw it to that in just a minute. They have some great points about this game and about Draymond Green, especially, who really has taken to his leadership role as a mentor, not just as a hard ass, but as a guy who's looking to mentor these guys. So they talk about that and a bunch of other things. And then I'll come back after that, break down some more stuff, and look forward towards the Mavs game. But first, Audible has the world's largest selection of audiobooks and audio entertainment. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial. Choose one audiobook and two Audible originals absolutely free. Visit audible.com/lockedonNBA. Listening on the go? If you can't visit Audible right now, you can find this and all other offers from Locked On sponsors at lockedonpodcast.com/offers. That is lockedonpodcast.com/offers.
Wes Goldberg, beat writer for the Mercury News, here with Connor Letourneau, beat writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. And we are sitting in the lobby of a hotel in Memphis.
Right across from the FedEx Forum.
Where the Warriors got their first win in 7 games. They break a 7-game losing streak, proving that the progress that they had been talking so much about over the last couple weeks was validated with this win. I think, look, the Grizzlies aren't a great basketball team by any stretch, but the Warriors entered the night with the worst record in the NBA. So just seeing them progress to eventually getting the win, I think, was going to be really big for them.
Yeah, any win is a good win at this point for this team. You know, they entered the night 2-12, so it doesn't really matter that Memphis is in rebuild mode, that they have a young team, because the Warriors are in rebuild mode with a young team. It could be a short rebuild, but it's still a rebuild. So I thought tonight was really positive on a lot of different levels, as you alluded to. They had a couple good games before this. They lost their previous 2 games by a combined 13 points after losing the vast majority of their games before that by double digits. So you saw strides, especially defensively, and it felt like tonight was that breakthrough that they were looking for. Defensively, they really shut down the Grizzlies in the second quarter, went on a 26-4 run. Draymond was superb as that ball handler, that point guard type, orchestrating the offense, setting the tempo. He got injured, or it looked like an injury, late in that third quarter, left the game with an elbow injury, came back in the fourth quarter. It sounds like a bruise, so nothing too serious. But, overall, just a positive night.
That was a almost potentially scary moment for the Warriors there. When Draymond, he goes up, contests Tyus Jones' shot, falls hard right on the elbow, and he is just laying there. And every player on the Warriors had the same thought as every Warriors fan watching on TV was, not again. You got to be kidding me. and Draymond goes to the bench. I think you and I and all the other beat reporters there were staring at the bench, waiting for him to kind of take that dreaded walk back to the locker room, which he never did.
Right.
There was a padded sleeve put onto his right arm, and he didn't even miss 4 minutes of game time. He ended up just checking right back in 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. He was in there for the rest of the game. And the Warriors, I think, went on a 14-4 run after he checked back in and put the game away in that stretch there. So, again, you know, you have Draymond Green there. And with him not getting hurt for the, like, it seems like everybody else who has taken a fall like that this season has gotten hurt pretty badly. Maybe, like, that is almost like the universe saying, hey, maybe this thing is turning around. Yeah. I don't know, because it was just,
yeah,
it felt that way.
Yeah, I mean, normally if Draymond went down like that, my thought in previous years would have been that could be bad, but I'm going to withhold judgment because you never know with those types of situations. But given how this season's gone, you can't help but have that doom and gloom vibe. And Marquese Chris and Glenn Robinson III and several other guys said after the game that's exactly where their mind went, was, are you serious? I mean, this is a team that has had a 89 combined games that players have missed this season. No other team in the league has had more than 42. Yeah. That's how ridiculous it's been.
I mean, you were in that mindset too, because in the middle, you started writing the Draymond injury post.
I literally wrote it and posted it. And then it didn't four come. Minutes later, I honestly did. My thought was, he's not going to play the rest of this game.
Right.
It might not be serious, but they're not going to play him the rest of this game. Draymond later said that he knew he was going to play the whole time. I think Draymond's dealt with elbow contusions a lot, and he knows how to navigate play with those. And how to deal with them. The thing about it, I'm no doctor, obviously, but the thing about elbow bruises in general is you can't really make them worse usually by playing with them. So it's more of a pain tolerance thing. And if it's a pain tolerance issue, Draymond's going to play because he has probably the highest pain tolerance of anyone in the NBA.
And, you know, given that they had been losers of seven straight games, I don't think Steve Kerr or even Draymond Green wanted to chance anything. I know that they were up most of the game. That second quarter really broke the game open completely, but you don't want to leave anything to chance. They didn't need him to win that game, I don't think, but it would have been a disaster if they had blown what was at one point a 23-point lead at the same time.
Right.
So I'm not sure how much that actually factored into the decision-making, but still. I think let's go big picture now, because one of the things that stands out with this team now is how much better they have been defensively, even during the losing streak. I mean, you mentioned the numbers there. It was combined 13 points they've lost the last couple games by before going into this game. The defense has really been a lot better. Coaches have talked about it. Players have talked about it. And the numbers back them up. I mean, during the seven-game streak, they went from the last rated defense in the league, defensive rating-wise, to 20th. Now, it's still bottom 10, but it's a great improvement from where they were. And a lot of that just has to do with these guys getting more connected and just knowing where to be, what spots that they need to be hitting defensively, and just making, again, just that progress that Steve Kerr and the players keep talking about. They're really making it. The proof is there now.
Yeah, I think a lot of the problems for much of the season defensively have not so much been ability or effort. They've been more a lack of understanding and hesitancy. You've seen them slow on a lot of rotations, and it's mainly because they're not exactly sure where they need to be in relation to the other guys on the floor. And I think that they're finally starting to figure that out. And I think Draymond has helped in a big way with that. You know, I've always said for the 3+ years that I've been covering this team that Draymond's the heartbeat of this team. The Warriors come and go with Draymond, and he really, really struggled for the first couple weeks of the season. And I feel like he personally has had a breakthrough in the past 5 or 6 days. Part of it is the fact that he's getting the ball in his hands more, able to have more of a direct impact on the offense. But I think part of it's also, as we talked about before we started airing, an emotional and mental breakthrough on his part, where he kind of understands the situation. He understands the type of leader this team needs, which is more of a positive,
not the
easygoing,
not the we bleeping suck leader.
Yes.
Right.
Not that football coach.
There's been a dramatic shift since the two straight games where he said that we bleeping suck. It's been a dramatic shift. I would not be shocked if the players or coaches basically told him, like, knock that off. Like, that's not what this team needs. And he changed his tune, and you're right. He's been nothing but positive, and that's kind of the overarching narrative to me for this game is that this team has been so positive, even despite this losing streak, and they seemed even more positive. Obviously, you get a win, but it does feel like maybe this is a breakthrough for Draymond Green. Maybe it's a breakthrough for this team. I'm not going to sit here and say they're about to rattle off a bunch of wins and make a playoff push, but maybe they're not going to lose seven straight games again this season. I don't know.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're obviously just not as talented as most teams they're going to face this season. But the games that they have won, the few games that they have won, they played really well, you know, on both sides of the ball. And tonight they had, 33 assists. They kept the turnovers in a manageable range. They were crashing the boards. They were doing all the little things. And so we're seeing that as maybe not talented this team is, they have the ability to play high-level basketball.
They have the ability to execute. I mean, they've won the turnover battle five of the last seven games, and despite all seven of those games being losses. We talked about the defense. When the shots start to go in a little bit, this team gets a little bit juiced. They get amped. The defense improves because the ball's going through the net, and the other team has to take it out of bounds or take it back in. And so I think all of that helps. So I part of it tonight, I think, was Memphis just being bad and missing shots. I think that had a big part to do with it. But that you can't take anything away from the defense because they did force a lot of those misses. Draymond Green had the clamps down on Jaren Jackson Jr. Right. Ja Morant had bodies thrown at him all the time, and their pick and roll coverage of Ja Morant was spot on. I mean, they had the scout on him perfectly.
Ja Morant did not have a good game. Yeah, or Jaren Jackson.
No, and even like a guy like Alec Burks, who's I think a below average defender, did a nice job of understanding. Hey, I'm gonna go above these screens on Ja Morant, get on his shoulder, and make him feel some pressure because he's, John Morant's a slight guy. He's a tiny guy.
The big thing to me, too, was pretty much every guy who stepped on that court provided something.
Yeah.
Whether or not it was offense or defense or both. Alec Burks had 29 points. He's been on a scoring tear. Just his ability to get to the rim is so important for a team that's low on scoring options at this point. And then Marcus Chris, who has had a really disappointing season after a really impressive preseason, had his best game as a Warrior, 17 points, and some really impressive plays. He had a couple really nice dunks that will probably end up on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Glenn Robinson III, who's probably more of a defensive guy than a scorer, chipped in 20 points. So those are the types of contributions they're going to need to stay competitive with teams and steal some games.
Yeah.
Because especially with D'Angelo and all the other guys out there, they just need production from unlikely sources.
Yeah.
And I mean, those guys, they're not going to get anywhere else.
I mean, those guys, like Glenn Robinson had seven of the first 12 points, or it was something like that for the Warriors. Really quick 7 points for Glenn Robinson. Then Alec Burks goes on that tear in the second quarter. And everybody had like they had their production. They also had their moments. They had like their just like hot hand moments, which is exactly what you need when you don't have D'Angelo Russell or Stephen Curry or Klay Thompson, who can just sustain scoring through four quarters. These guys can't. There's no one player who could sustain scoring for four quarters. So if you can get moments, if you can get just a little hot streak from a few of them throughout, like sprinkled out throughout the game, it boosts the offense and in turn boosts the defense. And that's what they're going to need to win.
There's almost like a college vibe around this team. I think part of that is because a lot of the guys are college age. But tonight in the locker room post game, it was fun. It was vibrant. Guys were joking around with each other. They were messing around in the, just pranking each other and laughing and borderline giggling at times. And it reminded me of when I covered college basketball and it was a big, Pac-12 win. And this is a, mid-November regular season game, one out of 82. And if the Warriors last season had a game like this, there would have been none of that in the locker room. But I think what you're seeing is when this team plays well, they just truly embrace it and love being around one another. And as a beat writer, as someone who's around the team every day, that's fun.
Yeah.
And, this is a grind for us too, going through 82 games for a team that's probably lottery bound. So being around a group of guys that appreciates the moment and genuinely enjoy each other is fun.
I'm in Dallas tomorrow for the second night of a back-to-back. For Connor Letourneau, I'm Wes Goldberg. We'll take it back to Charles for Locked On Warriors.
Thank you, Wes and Connor. Great stuff. I'm going to talk about some other points from tonight's game. I want to touch on the Draymond stuff and also look forward to tonight's matchup with the Dallas Mavericks. But first, past, present, and future MyBookie players. During Thanksgiving week, MyBookie is offering a risk-free bet on the Bears-Lions game. Simply choose a team against the spread for up to $250. And if you win, congrats. You've got extra holiday spending money. If you lose, congrats to you as well. MyBookie will give you all your money back. It's a no-brainer because you literally cannot lose. It's no risk, all gravy. Doesn't matter whether you're an experienced player or a first-time customer, MyBookie welcomes all to come play. So quit waiting around and sign up today. Do you find yourself wanting a sports bet but have lots of questions? Do not sweat it. MyBookie's patient customer service team can walk you through the process. And the best part is if you join this Thanksgiving week, you'll still have one last shot to take advantage of their incredible sign-up offer. Just log on to mybookie.ag and make your first deposit with promo code LOCKEDONNBA, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll, and that's on top of a risk-free bet. Let me repeat, that's a guaranteed deposit match and a risk-free bet for Thanksgiving only. So if you're a true football fan, do not want to wait and let this opportunity pass you by. You simply cannot lose. I know what I'm thankful for. Make sure you do your part to support your team this season. Hop on the gravy train and get in on the action with MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. What up, everybody? Welcome back into Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Thanks again to Wes and Connor Letourneau for touching base from Memphis as they are both on their way to Dallas, maybe already in Dallas at this point. But, man, I can't shout out Wes, shout out Connor, shout out all beat writers. I am not a huge fan of travel, and just to think about, like, traveling for a back-to-back seems rather tough. So thank you for doing it to bring us this content. But thanks for touching in, guys. Appreciate it. Touching base. We'll talk to Wes after the Mavs game. But there were a couple things I wanted to talk about from the game against Memphis last night. And one of them is the Draymond Green injury. He did go down pretty hard. It was friendly fire. Him and Kai Bowman go up to block a shot. Kai Bowman lands on him, and Draymond is grabbing at that arm. And I'm with Wes and Connor. It just felt like, here we go again. Here's another chunk of the season that's going to be missed by one of their, you know, top three players, top four players. And Draymond puts a sleeve on it. He said he knew he was going to go back in the whole time, which is awesome because they needed him and they needed this win too. Like, let's just be honest. If they didn't get this win, it was probably going to be at least a double-digit losing streak. And if you look at the schedule, the next game that you might think they have a shot at winning would be Chicago in like another week. So it was good for them to get this one that was there available to get. Now, as far as Draymond's concerned, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he sits out tonight against the Mavs. I do think it's one of those things where, again, it's different this year where there might be some things that he'd play through in other years, and same with, you know, a lot of the best players on this team. But this year, you might just call it a night. Sit out the second of the back-to-back with this elbow contusion, whatever it might be. But Wes and Connor made a good point as well, though. It seems like this is something he's a pro at dealing with, shots to his elbow and things like that. So we'll see. But I was glad to see him come back in. He had a hell of a game, much more classic Draymond game. And they also mentioned, I think it's because he had the ball in his hands a lot of the time and was able to get out on fast breaks. And him and Marquese Chris had a little nice little connection going on as far as that pick and roll was concerned, which was good to see, because maybe I don't give JaVale McGee enough credit for what he was able to do with the Warriors, because I thought it would be easy to replace, to find a guy who, you know, is just a vertical spacer. And Marquese Chris has been fine. Willie Cauley-Stein's been fine. None of them has been as good as JaVale. So maybe I didn't give him enough credit, but at the same time, I think some people gave him a little too much credit. Anyways, this isn't a JaVale McGee podcast. One of the things they also touched on, Draymond Green and his leadership, I think is exactly right on. I think he recognized that this isn't the team that you can go hard-assed, that you can go, we suck, we're terrible, we got to get it together. You know, these are all rookies and second-year players. I mean, we know the numbers. What is it, 9 guys under 23 years old? And even some of the older guys aren't exactly 100% guaranteed next contracts, you know? Like, these guys might need some little bit of loving, a little bit of encouragement. And I think we're seeing that with Draymond. Like I said, kind of becoming a mentor more than, you know, a drill instructor and a teacher, which is what exactly what they need, especially if any of them are going to be a part of this team moving on to next year. I mentioned a couple of guys had probably their best games as Warriors, and one of them was Glenn Robinson. Glenn Robinson came out, was hitting the threes. He was aggressive to the rim. Draymond found him on a nice alley-oop. He was had great effort throughout the entire game, which was good to see. He's a guy that, you know, there's three or four players that the Warriors might look to trade to see if there's any value in them at some point during the season. And Glenn Robinson's one of them. Alec Burks, Willie Cauley-Stein, Marquese Chriss, depending on how long he's around. And there's others as well. Like, anyone outside of the top three is, you know, you're going to take a phone call on. But the ones that make sense are those guys. And after watching Glenn Robinson for the first month of the season, he's a guy that looks like he might be able to fit in with the fully healthy Warriors, you know, might be able to fill a role coming off the bench. But again, you know, who knows what will happen. But he went 8 of 14 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. Only one rebound, but, you know, we won't hold that against him. He did have 20 points. So he had a hell of a game. Alec Burks puts up 29, 9 of 15 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. That's the one that I think is the asset that is definitely going to get traded, because he's proven that he's an NBA scorer. He's going to come off your bench and get you buckets, and there's teams that need that. Eric Paschal was good, not great, but a solid 17 on 7 of 15 shooting. Draymond, as we mentioned, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, 8 points. But then another guy who's had his best game as a Warrior in against Memphis was Marquese Chriss. 7 of 11 from the field, 17 points, 6 rebounds. He had a couple of nice putbacks, 2 assists. And that's what they needed to win this game. I just wanted to make sure we got it all out there, because it wasn't just one guy going off. They had to get contributions from a lot of different people, and that's what they were able to do to get their third win. And good for them. They needed it, man. They honestly needed it, because you don't want to be sitting there on a 10-15 game losing streak and just getting down, not knowing when you're going to win your next game. Speaking of their next game, they're taking on the Mavs tonight. As far as the Mavs are concerned, they are a very long team. They're very long. Kristaps Porzingis has struggled to start the season. Luka Doncic is a big, big-ass point guard. He's, you know, 6'7", 230. You know, he's Draymond size running the point, which will be an interesting matchup, because Draymond is most likely going to be running point again tomorrow or tonight, whatever, whenever we're recording this. He's going to be playing point against the Mavs, so that's going to be an interesting matchup. There were some interesting lineups that Steve Kerr used, which will be probably used again. There was one lineup of Kai Bowman, Draymond Green, Eric Paschal, Amari Spellman, and Marquese Chriss. That's the beef lineup. That is the thick with two C's lineup. But that's what they have. And that's what they have to kind of lean into at times, is they have a big roster, not tall, not long, but big. And these guys can bang and be physical, and that's what they're going to have to lean into at times. And it worked tonight against the big front line of the Memphis Grizzlies, against Valanciunas and Jaren Jackson, etc. So it'll be interesting to see if they try and use that sometimes against the Mavs, but the Mavs are a little more svelte and athletic. So I don't know if that's the right matchup, but we'll just have to wait and see. As far as Luka Doncic is concerned, he's incredible. He'll probably have a triple-double, but I don't know. Will Draymond be matched up against him? That's a matchup to look out for sure. Will Draymond play? That's another question, too. They will all be answered before tonight's game, I'll tell you that. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back with another episode. I believe we'll have Wes in the flesh, or at least, you know, over the internet, or however we do it. But safe travels to Wes and the guys. And I don't know how they do all the traveling that they do, but shout out to them. And we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Warriors. on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.